Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello everybody, Stuart Best here, and we're going to have an update. Things are developing over in Turkey that are bid very ill, I guess one could say. And this is just part of an overall strategy of the New World Order to bring chaos to the entire planet. And Larry is here with us, and he has been following this now for quite some time. Hi, Larry.
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hey. Our pleasure. What in the world is going on over there? We have vanishing ships, vanishing airplanes, and now an assault upon the American, or part of a base there that's partly American. You want to fill us in on the latest over there?
Well, this is a story that I've been following for two or three days, actually, except it's finally beginning to make it into the mainstream media, but really not up front very much. What is so interesting is, what clued me in this morning was a DEPCA file report from Israel, and I'll read that. It says, is the reported coup in Turkey not over? That's a question mark. As Erdogan forces on high alert, 42 Turkish jet fighters missing, says the Turkish military have cut electricity from the Ikalik air base there in southern Turkey. Now, at the same time, there was a report on DEPCA file and on Pew Alerts, and that basically said that there was a mystery of 14 Turkish Navy ships that are missing after the failed coup. Said that the commander of these 14 ships, naval ships from Turkey, has not been seen in 4 days. Now, also, there's another report that had came out indicating a report that there was 42, you know, that you've got 42 Turkish warplanes that are missing since the coup. And also, you've got the 14 Turkish naval ships that are missing. And you, as well as I know, that you don't miss that many warplanes in Turkey and that many naval assets off, you know, the coast of Turkey and Putin not know about it. Putin has an incredible intelligence-gathering electronic warfare set up over the Syrian front, the Syrian theater there. And he is monitoring everything in the whole Middle East right now, very closely. What is so interesting, though, and where this, I'll shut up here in just a second. I just wanted to make the report, though, the latest report that I talked about are beginning to reach mainstream media. And this is what's interesting. It says Turkish forces now blockade U.S. nuke base, American airmen without electricity and water. Says a Turkish blockade is established around the joint NATO nuke Ikalik base in Turkey. Now, the latest report coming out is a revelation because I had no idea that we had H-bombs there and nuclear bombs. And this latest report from Yahoo News, which is mainstream media, says Turkey has cut power to the U.S., combined NATO airbase operations where 50 nuclear bombs are waiting for use at Turkey's Ikalik airbase. And this is serious, Jared. I mean, this is serious stuff.
Well, if Erdogan gets his, or however you pronounce his name, I've heard it pronounced a number of ways, but it would seem to me now, if this coup is actually real and he wins it, that tightens his hold, and his movement has been to establish an Islamic state, and the coup was to prevent that, as I understand it, that they wanted to keep this a secular state, which Turkey has been for a long, long time. So now we have a caliphate and maybe a takeover of Turkey, and if he can get his hands on 50 nuclear hydrogen weapons, that is a very dangerous turn of events. Is this a takeover of that facility, or are they just blockading it, so to speak?
Well, that is the interesting question. Yeah, that is the interesting question, Stuart. The latest I've seen talking on diplomatic levels is the report that the Obama administration is deeply troubled. The U.S. State Department is greatly troubled with the blockade of the nuke weapons base there in southern Turkey. Now, this is what's interesting. What is Putin doing? Where does Putin stand in all of this? You know, and of course, there's a threat has came out in the last couple of hours out of the State Department, which is the Obama administration. They are now threat Erdogan and Turkey with being taken out of NATO. But this is the point, Stuart. If NATO's nuclear weapons are based in Turkey, what's NATO going to do about it? What's the U.S. going to do? We no longer have the assets in that region, because Obama has pulled all of our assets out of that region. What are we going to do? How are we going to go in and take those? Now,
well, we aren't.
This is what's interesting, Stuart. Putin, if Putin is somehow behind this, and you know he has Turkey surrounded right now. Putin's military really surrounds Turkey right at this very moment, including his nuclear weapons in the theater.
Yes.
If this is a masterful plan by Putin, he has just checkmated U.S. and NATO nuclear weapons.
Yeah, a definite checkmate. But Putin and Erdogan have not gotten along for what now, 2-3 years? I mean,
well,
Putin called him insane anyway. He said those guys are insane.
They are not friends. Matter of fact, recently Turkey has made some outreaches to Putin to settle the problem with the warplane, the Russian warplane that Turkey shot down, and Putin gave him a cold shoulder. Now, this is what's interesting. From what's in the Mediterranean right now, do you know that really, seriously, Russia is the only force there capable of going in and securing those nuclear weapons at the moment?
Yeah. Now, here's a report I have that was sent to me just a little bit ago. Police search Turkish airbase used by the U.S. military that houses NATO's largest nuclear weapons storage facility after the commander was arrested by Erdogan over the coup. Turkish police has started a search of the Inkerlik, I don't know how you pronounce that, air base. Following coup, base is used by U.S. military, largest store of NATO nuclear weapons. Commander of the base, General Bakar Erkan Van, has been arrested. Reports suggest fighter jets carrying out the coup used the base to refuel. So then Erdogan, if he's got any brains at all, is going to figure, so this was actually maybe led by the United States.
Well, Stuart, the interesting part to what you just said, that is exactly what's going on at the moment. Even Sartre Fall is reporting that Erdogan is claiming that the CIA and Obama administration actually utilized the coup against him and against the direction of his nation, Turkey. Now, at the same time, you remember they're demanding a cleric that was living in, I believe, Pennsylvania, somewhere here in the U.S. There's a cleric that Erdogan says that, is behind this coup. And this is what's interesting, though. You know, he's wanting this cleric extradited from the U.S. back to Turkey to stand trial for this coup, however this coup worked out. However, intelligence in Israel at the same time is reporting that a lot of the Navy and Air Force involved in the coup is missing. So where are they? I mean, this is what's interesting too, Stuart. If you'll remember an earlier report that Turkey was mad at Greece because a number of the people involved in the coup, the leadership, had flown to Greece in one or more helicopters, from Turkey, and Turkey's demanding all this back. Now who has an actual agreement with Greece, a military agreement? Putin does. Russia has an agreement with Greece. So you know Putin is in this. Putin's not outside this thing. He's a player.
So let's look at this. If Erdogan feels that Obama betrayed him, which is what the reports say, we know prophetically that Turkey has to align itself with Putin and Russia. You know, we've said that Turkey's kind of sitting on the fence now for years, playing both ends against the middle. Well, maybe this is the deciding pivot point for Turkey to align itself, because now he knows he's been betrayed by Obama, that the CIA had other plans than what he had been told. And so now Turkey goes into a caliphate but aligns itself with Putin, and they've got all those nuclear weapons. What a bargaining chip. Seriously.
That's extremely serious. And at the same time now, as this is going on, this intrigue that's going on in the Middle East, and this is, you talk about a lit fuse, this thing's incredible. I mean, you've got today the State Department, Obama administration threatening to get Turkey ejected from NATO, and all along Turkey has this arsenal, this NATO nuclear arsenal sitting in Turkey, within Turkey, and it's surrounded by Turkish forces. Now, what Israel's doing, and I'll mention this real quick, we know that recently Israel has been prepping itself for an attack, on its Golan, over the Golan, and they've been getting ready for an attack by Iran and the Syrians and Hezbollah. And as a matter of fact, in the last 24 or 36 hours, there has been a drone came across the Golan Heights into northern Israel. Israel fired two missiles at the drone. It was a very large drone, and these missiles both floated and were deflected by the drone. Now the drone escaped before they could do anything else with it back inside of Syria. Israel has now confirmed that this drone was an Iranian drone with a apps package, a security apps package from the United States attached to this drone that actually caused electronic warfare to deflect their missile systems that Israel fired at it. So now
Go ahead. Is that not what remember those two warships that Putin kind of silenced? Remember, he short-circuited all their electronics, and they had to limp. I think maybe Putin gave that to Iran.
Yeah, that's part of the electronic warfare that Putin has available. It's he's got air and sea and land availability of the matter of fact. Israel says Putin has the most sophisticated electronic cyber warfare system set up over that Syrian theater, where Putin really does control the air, the sea, and the ground pretty much. And, with Obama pulling out all the assets that we've had over there before Obama began his retreat back to wherever he's going with all this, I guess back to Washington, D.C., we could have handled a situation. But now, my question to you, Stuart, NATO or the U.S., pretty much without using a lot of time involved here. We couldn't do an emergency recovery of our nukes or NATO's nukes inside Turkey without a war.
That's right. And they know it. So we could probably say, as of now anyway, from the intel that is coming in, that Turkey has scored a great victory and may well have control over, or maybe this is Turkey's bargaining chip. We don't really know, but like you saying, if in fact Putin is behind all of this, what a find. This is like finding $1 trillion in gold. And,
well,
you know,
when I saw the real-time data, I was assuming we might have maybe 10 nuclear weapons stationed in Turkey for use for the U.S. or NATO in an emergency. I had no idea mm-hmm. this was a NATO and U.S. H-bomb and nuclear arsenal. I had no idea what arsenal was there.
Well, it's not very smart to keep all your little toys in one spot. You know, usually as a little kid, you learn to hide a few toys. So if your brother comes in and steals them, you still got a few left. So
yeah,
what are we doing?
I was just going to say, what's so interesting about this, Stuart? It's like a cartoon almost. You've got this NATO arsenal inside Turkey. Turkey surrounded it. They're in control within Turkey. And then you tell Turkey, we're just going to throw you out of NATO, including our arsenal?
Well, they already know that NATO, basically, and Obama have betrayed them already. So why would they want to continue to be with NATO?
Yeah.
I mean, if I was Erdogan, I'd do the same thing. I'd cozy up to Putin right away. I'd say, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. You protect us, and we'll share these little toys we've found. You know, these little firecrackers.
The only pivot point in the whole Middle East right now between the situation, really, that could affect it at all would be Israel. And,
yes.
And the reason I say that, are we very near to Isaiah 17? It maybe it actually begins somewhere else, but that develops. And, if somebody wanted to erase or completely get rid of that nuclear arsenal, it would almost have to be Putin nuking it or Israel nuking it.
Putin would be probably the first on the roll of capturing them. And, this is a real turn because prophetically we do know that Turkey has to go under Gog Magog, has to go under Putin. And Putin has been the chief supplier of all that kind of stuff for how many years? So, this is a game changer. If they can't negotiate their way, what is NATO going to try to do? What can they do? They can't do anything. I mean, they can be belligerent in their language, but what are they going to do militarily to get that stuff back?
Well, see, that's the interesting point. We have an administration and a president that won't attack anything or anybody at all. I mean, he wouldn't even attack Assad in Syria when they were using chemical weapons on the people. So why would we think that, Obama is going to attack Turkey to take back these nukes? And we know that without the U.S., NATO won't attack him. So this is a quandary. I mean, this is really, you use the term enigma. This is an absolute enigma. And some kind of pivot point might be the Israelis, but I don't know. But then again, when you get into conspiracy theories, you almost wonder, you have to wonder, because of Obama and the way he has played this game a long, long time, you almost wonder, is this something Obama has established or set up to really give it? Is he actually giving away nuclear weapons into a caliphate?
Yes. I think that maybe exactly may have done it deliberately. It may not be in his mind that they, he set it up so that they would be caught. because this thing, these police forces that are searching the airbase, what are they looking for? They're looking for proof, kind of like Putin was looking for proof for different things, and they're probably going to find it.
Well, another,
so
another,
this is amazing.
Another strange point to this whole scheme is one of the generals from that airbase that was in command that they've got in custody in Turkey, he was the Turkish attaché, the Turkish general attaché in Israel for quite some time. So he has connections with Israel. And, you know, and then you're looking at a lot of these, you know, officers have gone to Greece under, you know, Putin's protection. And then you wonder all of a sudden, well, okay, where is this, this naval forces of Turkey and the air forces of Turkey that the people Putin is protecting, where's those forces? And you know as well as I do that Putin has watched this from satellites all along. He knows exactly where all this is. That's why I almost have to think he's one of the chess players in this game, a very seasoned chess player.
Well, he would have to, he's probably the one who was hidden, the naval fleet, and probably the one who was hidden the Air Force. And if you've got a naval fleet of 14 ships, you've got a lot of crew on those ships. So there's a lot of people. So now we get back to the fact, well, is this a two-wave coup? Where the first one, they think they've got it wired and they're fine, and then the second wave comes in. Maybe it is that Putin does not want Erdogan to get hold of these weapons. We don't know. Maybe Spetsnaz troops are on the way right now to secure those weapons.
Yeah, with what you just said, you remember my post the other day? I said that Russia was moving new ship-based helicopter gunships into the Syrian theater. You know, well, there's that, and then there's another news report just broke from the Times of Israel today in Israeli news, and it says that a secret document they have laid hands on reveals key Iran nuclear restraints will be eased to the point of a six-month or less nuclear breakout for Iran. So Obama has allowed Iran basically to have nukes in just months, and maybe, you know, within a short time. So you see how this is building. You know, if anybody wants World War III, we are getting there very, very quickly with the setup of this whole thing, this entire thing. And like I say now, the only ones that can literally take over those nuclear weapons, unless we, and we don't have the assets, we couldn't even go to Benghazi, they say, you know. So
yeah,
how are we going
to
handle this with the same administration? But, you know, we've got to watch in the next few days anything, any movement by Russia or the Israelis in this situation, because you know, this is serious.
Oh, very. I mean, this could be a trigger point. But it would seem to me that, getting back to Obama, he could have very easily done this. Remember, he said that when push came to shove, he was on the Muslim side of things. Well, what better way to provoke?
You remember him also saying that a lot could happen in those last 6 months of his?
Yes, and he also said the profound changes were coming to America. Now, we don't have time in this one, but tomorrow night, let's talk about this executive order, because that's squarely aimed at every American listening and every American on the continent. This release of this executive order is really deadly, and I think it proves that this summer, the rest of this summer, in the fall are going to get extremely interesting for the American people. Have you heard any more about the RNC and any Black Panther BLM types of problems? I just saw a quick update that Alex Jones got attacked by the communists out there.
Well, there are some scattered reports that they're expecting a lot of trouble Thursday, which this is Tuesday. This is Tuesday night. So Thursday night, there's reports that there may be real, real problems. And there seems to be some warnings on the Internet about something really, really heavy coming down towards the end of this Republican convention. So we're in a dangerous time, Stuart. We're just really in a dangerous time. People need to be really aware of their surroundings and what they're doing and where this may be headed.
Yeah, I mean, this is... Well, we knew this was coming, Larry. We've been, talking about this actually for years and years. It's just kind of surreal that it's happened. And it's now upon us. You know, it's amazing. And with this turn of events in Turkey and that nuclear arsenal, I just can't believe we are that stupid that we would not understand that these nations over there can turn on a dime. They're not necessarily your friend. And if Erdogan really regains power, that is going to be an Islamic state, and that's another state in their arsenal, along with the 50 nukes that they've got. I can't believe our military or NATO's intelligence. I just can't believe they would store all that kind of weaponry in one spot and not scattered around here and there. But who knows?
Well,
what else you got?
Anything else? Well, I was just going to mention that it's very interesting that the only information coming out of Israel is that apparently Israel intelligence doesn't believe the coup's over. It's almost like we seem to be in the middle of a coup, a very complicated coup, and it's not over. And at the same time, we're just watching an incredible scenario begin to build in the Middle East. Go ahead.
Yep, Putin, I don't think, cares for Erdogan at all. So, yeah, he could have hidden these, and he's going to go in, and they'll have their secular state again. And I don't know. I mean, the intrigue behind all of this is almost beyond how you can figure it out. But you're right. Everybody should keep their eyes over there. Turkey, Syria, Israel, that area is just a powder keg, folks. And when that thing goes, which it's going to do, your life is going to change, and particularly here in the United States. They are laying down all the groundwork. Remember, Congress declared America a war zone. This new executive order talks about the law of military use in America. Well, why would they issue that unless they know that they're about to give the signal to the fifth column that's been infiltrating America right along? Hey, Larry, I mean,
yeah.
The timing of this.
Oh, well, it is, and I sent you a link earlier to another story that was breaking in Oklahoma City that about a bomb possibly being on that Air Force base in Oklahoma City. So we're having a lot going on, you know, here and all around the world, actually.
Any more news on that, this bomb? Have they found it, do you know?
No, it's kind of a blackout. That's a big base. I mean, that's a lot of our big planes fly out of there. But I haven't heard any more. They've kind of news blackout on the situation.
Yeah. Well, folks, better keep listening and go to Larry's website. Larry, how do they get onto your blog? You keep updating many times a day, so.
Sure. They can just go to LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org, and just follow the blog.
Yeah, I mean, you're posting now virtually hourly. There's so much going on. Well, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stuart.
Yep, okay. Night, everybody.